Travel and Lifestyles programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome to This Week on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite and around the world at TWC.ca. I'm Stephen Pickford along with Willem Backus talking about summertime in Montreal and one of the great events that is happening. And actually, it's the 36th edition taking place this year, the Festival International de Jazz de Montréal, the Montreal International Jazz Festival. Went there a number of years ago, and it just keeps getting bigger and better every year.
Jazz is one of the top things in Montreal, of course. I mean, Montreal eclipsed all the other ones many, many years ago. And, of course, summertime is my favorite season of them all. And Montreal has so many festivals. Many years ago, one of my friends who was a music promoter had a list of over 900 festivals sponsored by the government of Quebec. So there is never any lack of things to do in Montreal.
Never a dull moment. And what's even greater is there outdoor events, free events, as well as indoor events, and a whole spectrum of jazz that goes right across all different genres. So you can look through the program and find a show at this venue, this time, this place, move on to something else, and really expose yourself to artists, well-known artists, and up-and-coming artists as well.
Interestingly, several years ago, the Jazz Festival was typically on just a few blocks that were, cordoned off, and you had a few acts and things, but it's grown so big, and in fact, all over the city. So among the ones, and you can get all genres of jazz, there's some jazz that sounds like it's a complete cacophony of sound where it's, people just freestyling, and then you have some very melodic ones. It all depends on the style you want, but you can find everything at the Montreal Jazz Festival.
Oh, yes, I'm looking here. The world-renowned Montreal Jubilation Gospel Choir putting on a closing concert on July the 5th at 7 p.m. The festival itself starts on the 26th of June, runs through the 5th of July, and there's the odd event taking place a day or two before, day or two after, but really those are the main dates. And I'm looking here, Steve Miller Band, Vic Vogel and Jazz Big Band, its his 80th birthday and his farewell concert. Huey Lewis and the News performing in Montreal. And of course, a friend of Travel World Radio, Lorraine Desmarais.
Oh, we love Lorraine Desmarais. What a sweetheart. But, Huey Lewis and the News and Steve Miller Band, those are pop and rock acts, too. But, what's interesting is they have such a wide range because, down at the core, they are music lovers. And you'll see all kinds of stuff going on. What are the cool stuff? What are ones you're particularly looking forward to go seeing?
Well, I just like the whole ambiance and the different venues, that some are small and intimate and others are at a major concert hall. So you can get that whole feeling. Some is just one performer on stage and others are performances by a trio or a quartet or a size of an orchestra. So you can expose yourself. That is probably what I like most about the Jazz Festival, is the combination of the big names and the combination of being introduced to somebody that you may not have heard of before.
You truly feel it in the air. Because just walking through the streets in that downtown core, and the core of the Jazz Festival typically, started around Place des Arts, the St. Catherine and Blurry, and then you work your way a little bit east of there, but, it's expanded greatly. But just by walking through these streets, and Montreal is a wonderful city to walk through, it always has been, because you get all these feel, it's in the air, you hear the music, you feel the excitement of the buzz of the people, because if there's one thing Montrealers love, it's a warm summer. And they're going to be out in droves. You're going to see people just sitting down and enjoying the music. And whether the stereotypical going on St. Denis Street and sitting on a terrace, sipping on a cafe and listening to the music all around you.
Oh, that's right. And a lot of the fun, the host hotel or the official hotel of the Montreal International Jazz Festival is the Hyatt Regency Montreal at the corner of St. Catherine and Blurry. And you can walk in there day or night, and there'll be musicians signing autographs, meeting with their fans, jamming in the lobby. It's a very approachable group of artists, and people are enjoying themselves. That's, you know, they come downtown. It brings people together, and for the visitor, no better way to really immerse yourself and see the city as a local would.
The interesting thing here is Montreal is one of those favorite destinations of famous performers, because Montrealers tend not to fawn all over, you know, a celebrity. You know, like they would be mobbed in some other cities. Oh, look who it is. And Montrealers tend to respect their space. So, you know, while you have a certain amount of people clamoring for autographs, it's not quite as aggressive as in other places. Therefore, you'll find that the performers tend to like to be in Montreal. You'll actually, if you pay attention to who's on the sidewalk around you, you might even spot some, you know, well-known faces. Why? Because they can walk in anonymity on the street of Montreal, because most people will respect them.
Yes, very much. It's all about respect, and we love them visiting, and we have a lot of fun with the visitors that come here.
Well, it's one of those rare treats, and especially because they love to take in the things in Montreal that you just can't find anywhere else. But, you know, you go and you take in the musical performances, whether it's a rock show or it's a jazz show. It really is all about the love of music. That's one of the things. People who I know who are musicians in Montreal is a hotbed of music. You can tell just by the way they talk that they truly love their craft, and even if it's a hobby.
Yes, it's a whole span, the global span. It starts off with jazz, but it meshes and molds into world music, hip-hop, soul. It blends, and people like to learn. You're having fun while you're learning, and by becoming part of that whole experience. It's like traveling the world, but right here close to home, and so easily accessible for our visitors and listeners across Canada and the United States. Come to Montreal. Convenient air flights, easy to drive to from the entire Northeast. Take the train on Via Rail or Amtrak, and you're here with a number of packages and activities put together in collaboration with the Jazz Festival at very reasonable prices and within walking distance of all the venues. I think you can start out with a two-night package with some tickets and some different things included, starting at like $234 per person. And you're having a great time, and that's Canadian dollars, so a great value for all of our American listeners.
One of the other extra special things about it is that it is very walkable. If you're staying in the downtown core, I hesitate to say it because I keep preaching to my kids that a car is a necessity, but in the downtown core of Montreal, you can literally walk from one end to the other, and the metro service is actually quite good. So, you know, the metro, of course, are underground subway, and as you get from destination to destination, you can buy day passes. I mean, it's really, really flexible.
Oh, yes. And in the evening, in the evening, you can get an unlimited travel pass that's just for the evening for something like $5. So, you can't beat that. Just ride around, depending where your hotel is. If the weather isn't nice, well, take the subway, take the metro. But otherwise, within 10, 15 minutes, the downtown core, you're going to spot some nice places to have a bite to eat and enjoy yourself.
And never forget the food in Montreal. There's unique treats to be had everywhere. You know, enjoying the music, it's so wonderful what they've done with the Jazz Festival in Montreal, with the different acts they bring together. I mean, people, you know, might have started out as a fairly small festival, but because of all the talent they were able to attract year over year over year, in eclipsing the other jazz festivals in the world, you will find some of the biggest names. So who are some of the other performers? Like, pick one or two that you would really want to see.
Well, I have put down on my list that I would like to see Huey Lewis on the news. And then I just picked, one right, just looked at my list and said, well, what haven't I heard of? Who haven't I heard of? What is Globopop? Mika, Festival Premiere, his latest album, the event of the year for this genre. But I've never heard of him or of his genre. So, hey, that's on July the 4th, and there'll be many American visitors here to celebrate the 4th of July. And, hey, what better way than just to say, hey, here's something that I want to expose myself to and come away with a memory. And you can do that at the 36th annual edition of the Munchell International Jazz Festival. You can get more information toll-free, 1-855-JAZZ-FEST or montrealjazzfest.com. It's a complete lineup, how you can get tickets, the packages of hotel accommodations, and different other amenities that you can build upon.
The website, one more time, for people who want to access it in our last few seconds here on this segment.
Yeah, montrealjazzfest.com, 1-855-JAZZ-FEST, and you can get all the information. 36 years is a long time. Some festivals only last a year or two, but 36 years and getting bigger, better, stronger every time. So I'm looking forward to heading down the end of June and into the beginning of July here in Montreal.
The Montreal International Jazz Festival, Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite.
You're listening to Travel World with Dylan and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.